Remember, Ajahn Chah would, he was, I remember him lamenting the fact that the forests in Thailand were being destroyed so quickly that there's not much place for monks to wander anymore. It's really quite true. That practice of a wandering forest monk in Thailand is it's not so easy to accomplish anymore because there just aren't that. I'd say within a period of maybe 30 years, late 1950s to the late 1980s, probably 90% of the forests in Thailand cut down. Astounding destruction in a short period of time. And what it did was make many monks turn to being more place-oriented and protect the forests that were left. Because without monks there, then the places really get destroyed. That's like, say, like Ajahn Tan. He was here last year, year before. He probably has one of the last pieces of forest in this area of northern Chonburi. All the rest are all sort of like palm oil and rubber plantations. And his is the last small piece of natural forest. And that was, he got there and sort of said, he'd been wandering for some time. He said, I better stay here, otherwise this is going to be destroyed as well. So that's his monastery, is this protected place. And even Ajahn Chah sort of said, well, yes. Nowadays it's hard to tudong, because Tulukdong, you go through the forest before you even realize it. Dong, it's a play on words. Thais love to make word plays. It's a play on words. But it means sort of, just sort of gone through the forest, already gone through.